That sounds so horrible, Nazarene. Every time somebody tries to describe it to me, I can only think of special effects and horror movies. But that's real. That's someone dying forever. What happened next?
That is real, Allura. Next, my four companions joined me. We opened a passage into the afterlife and ushered those we still had with us through. Immediately, two of them broke away and ran off into the darkness, as they did not want their loved ones to see what they had become. The others I took to Peter in the Hall of Judgment, and their cases were heard, and they were dispersed to different places to work off their debts. Only one was allowed to go to the gates of heaven immediately, make the denouncements required by their particular sect, and enter immediately into heaven. It was a good day, Allura, a tremendous victory. We disposed of an enemy of the kingdom of God, but it was not a good day in other respects, Allura. A soul was lost forever. Two are now suffering in the darkness, and it's probably going to take them a long time before they can come back to the light. They probably will survive. Others are working off debts that they owe. Only one has actually entered into the kingdom of God out of this whole group of people. But it is a victory, Allura. I have returned to the White House, refreshed and renewed, to continue my struggle to get Bush to accept the kingdom of God's peace proposal for the Middle East. All is still peace.